He was wearing the shoes for his personal use, Lewis says. At the time, we had no idea who Isaac Mizrahi was. By the fall of that year, things began to happen in a rush. First, the designer John Bartlett called. He wanted to use hush puppies in his spring collection. Then another Manhattan designer, Anna Sui, called, wanting shoes for her show as well. In Los Angeles, the designer Joel Fitzgerald put a 25-foot inflatable basset hound, the symbol of the Hush Puppies brand, on the roof of his Hollywood boutique and gutted an adjoining art gallery to turn it into a Hush Puppies department store. It was total word of mouth, Fitzgerald remembers. In 1995, the company sold 430,000 of the classic Hush Puppies. The next year it sold four times that, and the year after that still more, until Hush Puppies were once again a staple of the wardrobe of the young American male. Hush Puppies had suddenly exploded, and it all started with a handful of kids in the East Village in Soho. Those first few kids, whoever they weren't deliberately trying to promote Hush Puppies. They were wearing them precisely because no one else would wear them. Then it spread to two fashion designers who used the shoes to peddle something else, haute couture fashion. The shoes were an incidental touch. And then, in the space of a year, boom, the shoes exploded. They went past a certain point and they tipped. How did that happen? How does a $30 pair of shoes go from a handful of downtown Manhattan hipsters and designers to every mall in